just a few weeks away from Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival, the highlight of the year for readers here in Cincinnati, celebrating here at the Book Club at 91.7 with Sandy Bullock and Michael Link from the Books by the Banks Organizing Committee. They are here today to talk about all the authors who are going to, well, not all the authors, just some of the authors who will be at Books by the Banks this year, representing the fiction portion of the categories. Michael, Sandy, welcome back to the Book Club at 91.7. And boy, this is what's fun to talk about. Who am I going to get to see who I usually just love to read?
Yeah, this is obviously the highlight of our literary calendar as well. We work 12 months out of the year towards this festival. Starting the day after each festival, we start planning for the next one. So this year, we're incredibly excited about a number of authors, actually all the authors.
We always are. 140 strong.
That's right. But this year, we have probably the most diverse grouping of authors that we've ever had. Every topic of interest to a reader, we have something for you, guaranteed. You can find me at the festival and challenge me to it, and I will put a book in your hand.
Would also add that we have strong authors for adults, teens, kids. We cover all the age groups.
Absolutely. Just starting, maybe with some of the adult fiction authors that we have coming. We're incredibly excited about Anthony Mara. I know a number of people, it's been a strong seller for us at Joseph Beth, but loved the award-winning Constellation of Vital Phenomena. He has a new collection of short stories out, and he'll be here at the festival. We're thrilled about that. We also have Rainbow Rowell. Basically, every book she writes hits the New York Times.
Yes.
Incredible fan favorite. She probably has some of the most passionate readers out there right now. So, and she has books for adults. She has books for the YA market, for teens, for kids. She even has a graphic novel out. She writes for everybody. So we're incredibly excited about her as well. Switching to people who are local to Cincinnati but nationally published, we have the incomparable Sharon Draper, who's going to be at the festival this year again. And her last book, Stella by Starlight, stunning and a huge award winner, and just continues her incredible history of publishing, just absolute must reads. We also are excited about Leah Stewart coming for her new book, The New Neighbor. That book was spectacular. I think that is one that's really going to and will continue to lift Leah to a whole new level of readership. So we're incredibly excited about her as well. And then we have a lot of returning favorites.
And I'd like to add a plug for one of my personal favorites, who is Catherine Howe. She's another New York Times bestselling author. I think some people would recognize her books, The Physic Book of Deliverance Dane, The House of Velvet and Glass. Catherine comes to the festival year after year. She comes all the way from upstate New York. She loves coming to Cincinnati because of the warm reception she receives here, because we're a city of book lovers. She has nothing but the best things to say about Cincinnati and our love for reading. So I'm really looking forward to Catherine's return. She's going to be promoting a new book for teens, which is something a little bit different. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. And then the kids authors as well. We mentioned some of books for the YA and middle grade reader, but we have a ton of books for emerging readers and picture book creators. We have Will Hillenbrand, who's always spectacular, Tad Hills
is great.
Duck and Goose, he'll be back this year. And we're incredibly excited to welcome James and Kimberly Dean, the creators of Pete the Cat. They're a blast. James normally, when the book is being read, will make paintings of Pete the Cat right there in front of all the kids. So it's a really spectacular festival for all ages, and I think a really special time because we focus very heavily on regional authors and local authors as well as national authors. So I think that we're unique in that we are grassroots in our programming, but we represent authors from everywhere.
It's always a fun time at Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival. All these authors and even more will be there at the Duke Energy Convention Center Saturday, October 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. WVXU is media sponsor. If you want to learn more, go to WVXU.org. We'll fix you up with the Books by the Banks website. This is The Book Club at 91.7. From a Paris apartment filled with treasures to a New York residence filled with trash. Mess, one man's struggle to clean up his house and his act. Heading your way after a short break on The Book Club at 91.7.